to the Once Upon a Mic podcast. My name is Kaylee.
And I'm Hunter.
And today we're going to be playing a little game with you guys.
Yeah.
So we're going to be playing Kiss, Marry, dun, 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 Kill, Slash.
That was good.
That was, yep.
I like that.
Thanks. My own little special sound effects.
Yep, yep.
But I guess before we kind of dive right into it, quick little reminders for the folks at home. You may have heard of another version of this game. I don't know. But for the sake of, you know, being family friendly, when we say kiss, marry, kill, we truly mean kiss. Nothing more, nothing less. and also another thing, we're going to be playing with, you know, both like male and female people, and you know, so sexualities I think are just out the window for today, Hunter. Is that okay?
Yep.
So no need to speculate anything or whatever, because we're just here to have some fun.
We sure are.
Sure are. So
okay. All right. So Kaylee has
a pretty big list.
A pretty extensive list, yes.
So we'll see, like, you know, how far we get through it, or if
right, you
know, and Hunter,
right.
If there's one where you're like, I am not answering that,
I'll say, I'll skip!
I'm kicking you off for your own show.
Okay. Right. Okay. Understandable.
So, let's kind of get right into it. We might kind of, like, keep, like, similar themes of, like, if we talk about, like, some characters from a franchise or whatever, we might talk about, like, other characters from the same franchise. Right. Maybe we'll skip around. I'm just going to kind of go, like, what the vibes are, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, I think we've been watching a lot of Big Bang Theory.
Yes, we have.
Lately. So I figured we'd start kind of with Kiss, Marry, Kill, Amy, Penny, and Bernadette.
All right. Okay. So at the beginning of the show,
yeah,
I did not like Amy.
Yeah. Okay.
And why? I think that was because of how she was a lot like Sheldon, where she was very like, I don't know, what's the word, like, not reserved, but like, you know, where she was just kind of like,
they were just still trying to figure out like where to put her, I think,
right?
Or like they wanted her like a lot like Sheldon, but not like, you know, just like a clone of Sheldon,
right? And I, you know, so I'm not the biggest fan of Sheldon. I mean, in the show, you know, I like him, but you know, he's definitely like, it's like, Sheldon, man, come on.
Yeah.
And so I think right off the bat I was like, okay, Amy's a lot like Sheldon, I don't really like her.
Yeah.
As the show went on, though, she definitely evolved a lot, and she, you know, I actually, like, she's pretty funny, you know, yeah. And, like, there's a lot of times on the show where you're like, wow, yeah, like, I like how neutral she is on a lot of things, or, like, how she, you know, sometimes, pretty, you know, usually just a real good person, and then you're like, man, why is she with Sheldon, you know, because, like, ooh.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, basically, in the beginning, this would have been easier,
yeah,
but now it's a little higher, because we're on, like, season 11, I think, out of 12.
Yes.
Okay, so we're almost done with the show. So, I would say Bernadette is cool, but she's kind of mean sometimes. I guess they all of them are. Like, right. The whole show, we're always like, God, why? Like, you know, like, everybody, they all start stuff.
Yeah, they're all very, like, toxic people, but I see a lot of arguments for that being, like, well, if they were all great people, it wouldn't be entertaining, which, like, I get, but, like,
right. You know, we're talking about it, you know, so I guess it is memorable, but anyway, I would probably say, ooh, this is tough, maybe marry Amy.
Really?
Maybe, yeah. And then kiss Penny, I guess, and then kill Bernadette.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because for the audience back home, Hunter said that out of, like, prettiness-wise, he thinks Bernadette's the prettiest.
Right.
But, like, as the character, she's kind of mean sometimes.
Right. You know, and she's cool, but, yeah, she's very, like, tell it how it is, I guess, and, like, no talking back or anything. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I would probably say the same.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Okay, so next, I guess, there are four of the main guys. So unfortunately I'm
I think I can guess who got cut out of this ranking.
I feel like we can cut out Sheldon.
Yeah.
Because I feel like both of us really do not like Sheldon.
You know, actually that's really funny because I thought you were gonna say Howard.
Really?
I thought Howard was getting cut out. Oh, when I said, I'm guessing we can guess who it is.
Wow, yeah, no, I can't stand Sheldon, so it would be an immediate kill.
But sometimes, like Howard drives me nuts too.
Howard does. So. He's like sexist sometimes. And right. Kind of, you know, but I figured we'd take out Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Leonard, Howard, or Raj.
Okay.
I think I would, again, they're not all great. Like, none of them have, like, the perfect person or whatever.
Right.
Like, so I think I'd probably just, like, personality-wise, I don't think, although I would love to have Raj's dog Cinnamon in my life because I like dogs. I think I'd have to kill Raj.
Yeah.
Marry Leonard. And then I think just, Amy, Howard talks a big game, so I think I have to give him a look. Yes. So,
that's funny.
Just to see what the hype's about.
Right. That's funny. I would have said kill Howard.
Okay.
And then marry Leonard.
Okay.
Kiss Raj.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just kind of funny. Yeah. I don't know. Howard, just something about him drives me nuts sometimes, yeah. You know, but.
I agree. I don't love like any of them. But,
right.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, Leonard is probably.
Sometimes, I mean, he did, spoiler alert, cheat on two of his girlfriends.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah. But I mean, like, he's like an overall nice person.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So, another TV show, I guess. How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
So, we're going to go with, again, spoiler alert, the mother, Tracy. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, yes.
Lily or Robin.
Okay.
I think we'll have two different answers, like, very different answers,
yeah.
I think. Do you have an idea or do you want me to go first? I know what I'm going to say.
I think I would probably kiss Robin.
Okay.
And then that's like...
Okay. Pretend Tracy is not going to
pass away. Okay. That, you know, that definitely... that definitely makes a difference.
It makes it just kill her. She's going to die anyway.
Right.
Okay. Pretend...
Really? No.
Pretend Tracy stays alive.
I don't like... I feel like throughout the whole show, we learned so much more about Lily.
Right.
So I don't really remember too much about Tracy.
Yeah, okay.
I just remember her being perfect for Ted.
Yeah.
But I would not say Ted was perfect for me. So if we're going off of that, then I would say probably Lily.
To marry?
Yes, and then kill Tracy.
Okay. I would marry Tracy.
Okay.
Kiss Lily. Kill Robin. I think Robin and I are very much alike, and I don't think we would get along.
I don't think so either. I could totally see that. I could totally see that.
So the guys of the show.
Right.
Ted, Marshall, and Barney.
Okay.
For me, if you would have asked me when the show came out, I probably would have said marry Ted, kill Marshall, kiss Barney.
Really?
But that I don't agree with that now. I think I would still kiss Barney. Again, it's kind of same thing as Howard. To see what's
yeah, like. Right. I mean, right. Through the whole show.
Yeah, he's known as, like, the player.
Right.
Or whatever. Again, just kissing. but I would 100% now marry Marshall and kill Ted. I don't hate Ted. I'm not against Ted. A lot of people hate Ted. But I just, Marshall is 100% my vibe. I think you're a lot like Marshall. Like, just a big, dorky little goofball.
That's so sweet of you.
Yeah.
I think I would marry Marshall, kiss Barney, kill Ted.
Yeah.
Sometimes he drives me nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Marshall's pretty cool. So, and then, yeah, like with Barney, I mean, you know, like you said, the whole show is about basically him, or like through his character throughout the whole show is that he's, you know.
Yeah. So now we're going to switch genres a little bit.
Okay.
Talking about Star Wars now. Now,
interesting.
I've seen all of the Star Wars.
all of the Star Wars.
But I wouldn't say I'm like a huge fan, but I wouldn't say I'm not a fan either. I'm, you know, somewhere in between. Like, I know the general idea. I couldn't tell you like every detail about everything.
Right.
But I'm aware of it.
I'm on a similar vibe. I have watched the movies. I got most of the story though from Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Star Wars, the complete saga. That was one of my favorite games.
Right.
I still love it to this day. It is so fun. So that's where I got most of my story. And throughout that entire game, they don't speak once. So a lot of it is just, you know, like they're like, you know, like gesturing towards what's going on. So,
right.
And again, with Kaylee, like I know the plot. I know the general story, and I love Galaxy's Edge at Disney World.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And Disneyland, super cool. So, and like those, I totally get the hype behind them and stuff like that. So
yeah,
Star Wars is not lost on us.
So, I guess first we'll do Princess Leia, Rey, or Padme.
All right.
In obviously, like, it doesn't have to all be, like, it can be, like, the prime Leia. Right. Like, whatever you think. If you're saying Leia in the slave bikini outfit or whatever, like, do whatever you want. Or if you're thinking, like, General Leia, like, that's fine. Whatever you
prefer. Right. Okay. Probably... Kill, how do you say her name again? Padme?
Padme? Padme? That's what I think.
We looked it up before.
I haven't seen the prequels in a long time.
Right, me either. So I was like, yeah. And then Mary, Leia, kiss Rey.
I would agree with that as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very straightforward. Easy.
Yeah, easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
So, again, I guess I wrote down prequel Anakin. But I guess if you want to talk about Darth Vader, I guess you can. and then Luke, and then Kylo Ren / Ben Solo.
Okay.
How do we feel about that?
All right. So probably marry Luke.
Okay.
And then I don't know. Now it's where it gets tough.
Because they're like two bad guys.
Right. And like, I don't know.
Because, I mean, if you ask, like, most of the fandom, they were in love with both of them. So.
Right, I know. They were, yes, very popular. Mm-hmm. Probably kiss Anakin and kill...
Like, prequel Anakin? Right. Like the third movie?
Before he was bad,
yeah.
I guess.
Well.
Know? Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would... Marry Luke for sure. I think I would kiss Kylo Ren.
Really?
And then kill Anakin.
Okay.
Although Kylo Ren, again, not a good guy.
Right.
I remember one of my friends was like in love with him, and I was like, I don't get it, but like, I don't know. Like, I'm not like against him.
Is that like
as, how people or Adam like... Driver as a person? You know, I don't know.
Right. Is that how people like love Loki?
Yeah. Like I. Okay. Some people would, you know, take me to the.
Right. Yeah. They would not be happy with.
But, like, Tom Hiddleston, not, like, the most attractive man. Right. Loki, the character, might be an attractive man.
Right.
But I guess while we're on the topic of Loki.
Okay.
I guess we'll move on to some Marvel people now.
Right.
So, Loki, Killmonger, is that?
Yeah.
I've only seen Black Panther once. I'm so sorry. Or Thanos.
Okay. Loki, Killmonger, Thanos.
Yes. I think there is a correct answer to this. Personally.
Right. Kill Thanos.
Yes.
Okay, good. and then let's see. I probably kiss Killmonger.
Absolutely, yes.
And then marry Loki.
Yes.
But I don't know if I'd be happy about marrying Loki.
Well, like Loki is like,
I guess he seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where like, okay, now he, you know, like, yeah, right.
In the Loki series, we like Loki.
Yes.
I mean, people didn't. Okay, whatever. That's really controversial.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So I guess more Marvel people. Iron Man.
Okay.
Captain America.
All right.
Thor.
Okay. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Do you have a list?
I think I don't know.
We're both
I'm definitely kissing Captain America.
Yeah.
I think. Because, I don't know, like, he was, like, till the end of the line with, like, Bucky and then just, like, bounced to go back with Peggy.
Right.
So, like, I think he's a very attractive man, so I'll give him a little kiss. and then I think I like Iron Man as a character more than Thor, but I don't know, like, which one would I rather, like, spend the rest of my life with?
Right, see, that's the hard part.
Maybe I'd marry Thor.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I would kiss Captain America.
Yeah.
Marry Iron Man or Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And kill Thor.
Fair.
But no, I totally respect. Because, like, I feel like Tony Stark is kind of unreliable.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I love Iron Man. I love Tony Stark.
I love the character.
Mm-hmm. So this one kind of maybe a little silly of one. But the 1940s Bucky Barnes, the current day Bucky Barnes, or the Winter Soldier.
Interesting.
Which, if you don't know, is all the same person. Sebastian Stan, more specific.
Right. So the Winter Soldier is missing an arm, right?
Well, so is current day Bucky.
Oh, he is. Well,
right?
Wait, okay. So explain the differences for me.
Okay, so...
As an uneducated fan.
Right, so 1940s Bucky is like during like the World War II Bucky, right?
Okay.
Like before he falls off the train and passes away. Well, we think passes
right,
away.
Right.
Current day Spoiler. Bucky is who you see in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, where he like is good guy.
Okay.
Winter Soldier is the warrior controlled by Hydra.
The bad guy.
The bad guy.
Okay. I like this idea. I like the three Buckies.
Yeah.
I would probably kill the bad guy, the, you know, what's his name again?
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. Sorry, I forgot. Okay. And then probably, I don't know. Because, like, I feel like he's had a really traumatic time in his life. So if you marry him, like, I don't know, I feel like you're kind of inheriting all that.
The trauma. But I could fix him.
You could fix him, right. I think I would go for 1940s. To marry. And then kiss the present day one.
I would agree with that. The only like hesitation I had was I saw an edit on TikTok of like 1940s Bucky into Winter Soldier. And I've never been like, ooh, Winter Soldier. Like he's like handsome as Winter Soldier. But I saw the edit and I was like, I get it.
You're like, I understand.
Absolutely. So
that's really funny.
Okay, I guess again, I have a lot of like Marvel people in here because there are just so many Marvel people.
Right.
So we're going to go with Pepper Potts, Peggy Carter, or Jane. I don't know her last name from Thor.
Okay. So I've only seen Thor like once or twice.
Yeah.
So I don't remember much of Jane.
Right. Okay.
So I'll probably kick her out of the running.
Okay.
Kill her.
Okay.
It was Pepper Potts and...
Peggy Carter.
Probably marry Pepper,
mm-hmm.
kiss Peggy Carter.
I would agree with that. I think marrying Pepper, I think my whole life, I wouldn't have to worry about a thing.
I know. She's so organized.
She's such a boss lady. Like,
right.
Wouldn't have to worry about that at all. So, mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. These next two are kind of like similar ideas of things. But, okay. Bruce Banner.
Okay.
Hulk.
Okay.
Or just Mark Ruffalo as a man.
Okay. So, obviously, I want to kill the Hulk.
Okay.
And then let's see, I would be horrified of Bruce Banner.
Why?
Because you make him mad or something, you're done. It's over for you.
I guess. But if you kill the part of him that's the Hulk.
Yes, right. I like that. I think it'd be cool to be like because he's like a super smart guy, right?
Yeah.
Like a genius. But that might kind of suck. Can you imagine, like, living with that every day? Like, yeah. Somebody who's, like, super smart?
You live with that every day.
I do. I think I would probably kiss Bruce Banner, marry Mark Ruffalo.
I agree with that 100%. I think Mark Ruffalo, he's, like, a very big, like, activist and stuff. So, like,
really?
Respect. Good Absolutely. Okay, along the same lines, Scott Lang, which is Ant-Man, Paul Rudd. Or Mike Hannigan, his character from Friends.
Okay. So I really like Paul Rudd. I think he's really funny.
Yeah.
I think
I almost put as an option instead of Paul Rudd himself. Was it that skit he did where he pretended to be like a One Direction fan?
Oh.
But I was like, that's like too niche for like. Yeah, we'll just do Paul Rudd himself.
Okay. So we've got I think. Probably, because Mike Hannigan in Friends, he's funny. And he's like, he's an ex-lawyer, and then he becomes a musician, right?
Yeah.
And he's pretty, like, chill, easygoing. Yeah. Probably marry him.
Mary Crap Bag.
Mary Crap Bag. Yep. Yep. And then, let's see. I feel like it would be really cool to know somebody who's an Avenger.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so probably Kiss, his,
Scott Lang.
Scott Lang. And then, sorry, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Kill him.
I think I would agree with you as yeah. well. We have such similar tastes.
We do.
You and I. We have good times. The laughs we have. The laughs. Okay, I think the last, like, truly Marvel-related... Nope, okay, never mind. Okay, there's a few more. I lied. So, Black Widow.
Okay.
Captain Marvel.
Right.
Or Wonder Woman. We'll throw some DC in there for you.
Right.
And in my head, I'm picturing, like, Gal Gadot... Wonder Woman, Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow, and Brie Larson, Captain Marvel. If you like have a different view of it,
right?
We can talk about that.
Okay, probably. This is tough.
A lot of these are very controversial.
What's yours?
So, I love all three of them. I really enjoyed Captain Marvel. As opposed, a lot of people hate Captain Marvel and hate Brie Larson.
I thought it was really good.
I liked the movie. I thought she was fine. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the hate was from.
I would probably, I don't know. I also with Wonder Woman, like Gal Gadot. Is Gal Gadot or Gal Gadot?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, you guys know what I'm talking about. She also has a lot of hate, like, for her
really?
Role as Wonder Woman. Especially in, like, the Justice League movie, I think.
Oh.
People really didn't like her and stuff, but I loved that Wonder Woman movie. I thought
it was cool.
The second one was questionable, but anyway.
Right. But not because of her.
Yeah, more just, like, the storyline. But anyway.
Right.
I think I'd... kiss Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Marry Wonder Woman, kill Black Widow.
I would agree with that.
Really?
Yes, I would agree with that list. Natasha Romanoff's her real name, right? Or like in the show.
Yeah.
I feel like she's got such a, like, I don't know. There's like, I feel like she would never not lie to you.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like her whole life is based on like being like a spy, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like just like out of habit. Mm-hmm. She would like be always like not telling you the full story.
I don't know. I have different opinions, I think, but I don't know how to put them into words.
Right. I get you.
Okay. So, Chris Pine.
Okay.
Chris Evans.
Okay.
Chris Hemsworth.
Okay. Kill Chris Pine.
Really?
Kiss Chris Evans.
That was... Okay, no.
No, sorry. Kiss... No, marry Chris Evans. And then kiss Chris Hemsworth.
They were so quick to kill Chris Pine.
Yeah, sorry. He's out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he's cool.
You were so quick. Like, I was like... like, sweating over this one.
He was like, this is gonna be 10 minutes right here.
And you were so quick to kill... Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
He can
sing? He can. I'm sure that Chris Evans could sing too.
Well, I would kiss Chris Evans.
Okay.
Marry Chris Pine. Kill Chris Hemsworth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just me.
Taylor's like, that's my answer, and that's fine.
That's fine though. Okay. So Chris Hemsworth is in two of these little categories that I have. Because this next category is called Kelly's Favorites.
Okay.
Kelly is Hunter's mom.
Yes.
And she definitely has a type. like the kind of like strong men.
The strong men.
Usually with like long hair.
Yeah, I know.
And which is funny enough, like the exact opposite of your dad, but we don't have to talk about that. I think it's just funny.
It is funny.
Sorry if
it
you're
is.
Listening. So we're going to go Hugh Jackman.
Right.
Chris Hemsworth again. And Jason Momoa.
Okay. I feel like I would, you said Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Specifically
like the long hair Thor vibes.
Right.
That's what Kelly would want.
Right. Yes. My mom needs, you know, okay. Let's see. I think I would probably kill Jason Momoa.
Okay.
I don't know anything about him.
I don't know anything about him either.
And then that, see, now probably kiss Chris Hemsworth, marry Hugh Jackman.
I agree.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman would like sing for you. Yeah. I think.
But it's like very like vibrato-y.
Yes. Yes.
2, 4, 6, 0, 1
That was good.
Oh, okay. This is a Marvel one that I missed. I am so sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. The category is Peter Parker.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I'm surprised you
Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker.
Right.
Andrew Garfield's Peter Parker and Tom Holland's Peter Parker. Okay. I personally feel like there's a right answer to this. I know people are gonna disagree.
Right. I would say kill Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker.
Yes.
Kiss Andrew Garfield's, yes. Marry Tom Holland.
Absolutely correct. A plus.
I passed.
Yay. Now, if we put in Peter B. Parker, which is Jake Johnson's Peter Parker, different story.
Right, right.
But that's four people.
Isn't there one where the Spider-Man's a pig?
Spider-Ham?
Yeah.
Like John Mulaney's Spider-Ham?
Yeah. Yep. How's he standing?
I'm going to say kill.
Okay. No.
Okay. I guess on the topic of animals.
I don't like the way you said that. I'm talking of animals. Which one are you going to kiss?
Judy Hopps. Chili, which is Bluey's mom, if you are unaware. And Roxanne from the Goofy movie.
Okay. Probably I'd marry Bluey's mom, Chili for certain.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably kiss Judy Hopps.
Mm-hmm.
And then kill Roxanne.
I would switch Judy and Roxanne from what you said.
Really?
Personally. But yeah, I would marry Bluey's mom.
I would marry Bluey's mom.
One time, short little story, Hunter and I were talking about like celebrity crushes, and he casually says Melanie Zanetti, and I'm like, who the heck is that? And I look it up, who is Bluey's mom? You know her from nothing else besides the fact that she's Bluey's mother, Chili.
LOL.
You have anything you want to say about that?
LOL.
Okay, moving on. Okay, next one. Similar vibes.
Okay.
Bluey's dad.
Okay.
Bandit. Nick Wilde. And Max Goof.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Mary, Bluey's dad.
Correct.
And then, what were the other two?
Nick Wilde and Max Goof.
Nick Wilde and Max Goof. Kiss Nick Wilde. And then kill Max Goof.
See, I would switch those two.
Last two. Kaylee loves the Goofy movie.
I do. I love Bluey's dad as well. I would marry him. He's such a good... They're such good parents.
No, I love that TV show.
Bluey is so good. It's such a good show. New episode, The Sign. It's the first like 20-something minute long episode.
Yeah.
So good.
It was like 28 minutes or something like that. It was long.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
I almost cried.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Okay. It was really good.
It was. Okay, let's see more animals. okay, this first one's not an animal, but the two are animals. Shrek, donkey, Puss in Boots.
Ooh, okay. I don't think I could live with Shrek.
Yeah.
That would be too disgusting for me.
Like, living in the swamp, you mean?
Living in the swamp?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Eating, like, the...
The bugs and... Yeah. That's gross to think about. Kill Shrek. Kill Shrek. Sorry, okay. He's out. And then okay, kiss,
what about,
Puss in Boots,
what about
donkey.
If it was human Shrek, would that change your mind?
Oh, when he's like supposed to be handsome, right?
As a kid, I was like, oh my god, no. And when I'm older, I'm like, I guess he's kind of handsome.
Right. No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's fair.
He's too cranky too, I think.
Yeah.
Kiss, Puss in Boots, marry donkey. Donkey's funny.
My first thought was I could not take that donkey because he just yaps and yaps. And then I realized married donkey and I am Shrek. So I think me and Shrek would not work.
We
would
We'd
be too mad at each other all the time. So I'm killing Shrek, marrying donkey, kissing Puss in Boots.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, I guess we'll just keep going on the animals part of this list.
Why is there so many?
Okay, Mickey Mouse. Donald Duck, Goofy.
Okay. Mary...
Which, side note, I saw a post on the internet where some people were talking about, like, cartoon dogs, and they said Goofy. And so many comments were saying Goofy's a cow.
Goofy is a, what?
Goofy's a dog.
Yeah, he's 100% a dog.
Clarabelle cow is a cow, and sometimes they're like put together as a couple, but if you look at them, they look different. They are not the same. I don't know
where they're getting this thing. Goofy's a cow.
And it, like, Goofy's original name was like Dippy Dog or something like that. So like, people, do your research. Okay.
Right. Also, like, I don't know, like, this, that reminded me of that one episode of the Mickey cartoon.
Yeah.
Where Goofy enters into a dog show.
Yeah.
As Mickey's dog.
Okay, so yeah, he's a dog. He's definitely a dog. Mm-hmm. People are just crazy.
And like that whole episode he's acting like Mickey's dog, so
yeah.
Anyway, that one's tough. What are the options again?
Mickey, Donald, Goofy.
Okay, kill Donald. He's too grouchy and crazy.
Yeah, I think when he's like really nice, I really like Donald and he's really fun, but I don't think I could.
Right.
Oh, the Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas when he's like really mad at all the Christmas stuff happening. It's like, grow up, Donald.
Right. I know.
But I love him.
Right.
But like,
right. But it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would see, I like Goofy. He's really funny.
Yeah.
But I think, okay, I would marry Goofy, kiss Mickey, and then kill Donald.
I think I probably agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, because Goofy's just really funny. And I feel like he's also, like, very, like, weird. And, you know, it's just kind of funny.
Okay, this is the last one that has to do anything with animals.
Okay.
So, okay. and I'm going to have to be descriptive with these so the audience at home knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
The first one is our stuffed raccoon named Rocket. our stuffed possum named Petunia. And our stuffed bunny named Bunny. So technically Rocket's Hunter's friend,
right.
And Petunia and Bunny are mine. Me and Bunny go way back.
Yes.
I have had Bunny for pretty much my whole life. Unfortunately, we did lose the first original Bunny, so, but don't tell her that.
Right, yeah.
She'll be very sad. But I've had this Bunny for over 20 years, I'm mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
Still in pretty good condition.
Okay, so probably Mary Bunny.
Mary Bunny the Bunny, yep.
And then kiss Petunia and then the kill Rocket.
I would agree with that as well.
Yep.
I love Rocket. He's very flat.
He is.
Like, he's like a flat stuffed animal. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know how that happened either.
Didn't we get him after we got the first COVID vaccine?
Yeah, we got him at Walgreens.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
He's living strong.
Yes, he is.
Doing good. Anyway, okay. I wouldn't throw that in there because Bunny's my pride and joy.
Yes, yeah, Kaylee wanted to mention her.
All right, so for the next ones, let's go to back to the 90s.
Back in the 90s.
to Friends.
Okay.
So we'll start off with the Goyles first. Monica, Rachel, Phoebe.
Okay. I would probably kill Monica.
Really?
Yeah. Marry Phoebe, kiss Rachel.
Really?
Probably.
See, I would have assumed that you would have killed Phoebe and married Monica.
See, but Monica is just too organized. And I'm not.
Yeah. Okay.
And I feel like I feel like we would argue a lot over that.
Okay. It's funny because I always just saw myself and Monica, so hearing you say that you would kill her, it's just kind of funny.
You're also very much like Phoebe.
I am. You just mean that because she's weird and I'm weird.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just kidding.
Wait, what did you say? I totally forgot. Kill Monica, marry Phoebe, kiss Rachel?
Yes.
I think I would do the same.
Really? Thing as,
but because me and Monica, we would argue over, because like she's very like, things have to be done this certain way. And I'm the same way. And we would not agree. We would not agree.
I could see some arguments coming from that.
Yeah. Okay, and with the guys, 100%, there is a right and wrong answer.
Right.
100%.
Yes.
There's only one answer for Chandler, Joey, and Ross. Okay. Tell me what it is.
So, the answer is kill Ross.
Yes.
Marry Chandler.
Yes.
Kiss Joey.
Yes.
Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. I knew that one.
Easy, easy peasy. Okay. Let's stick with TV shows.
Okay.
Marge Simpson.
Okay.
Lois Griffin. Right?
Yep.
Okay. And Linda Belcher.
Who's Linda Belcher again?
Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yes. Okay. Kill her.
Wow.
Yep.
Pass the cranberry sauce mashed potatoes.
Mary, Marge, kiss Lois.
I would marry Marge. No, I'd marry Linda. Kiss Marge, kill Lois.
Wow. Yeah, Kaylee hates Family Guy.
I hate Family Guy. I see bits on TikTok sometimes, and they're funny, but, like, I cannot just sit through a whole episode.
I don't know why, though.
Because, like, half of the gags go on for 5 minutes too long.
That's what I like about it, is that it's so random.
I can't.
Kaylee grew up on Simpsons.
I did grow up on Simpsons. Simpsons is superior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Seth MacFarlane is great.
Right.
He's a wonderful singer. Wonderful singer.
Mm-hmm. He does a really good job with all the voices and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. But Kaylee just
doesn't like this. I'm a style Simpsons of the girly. Show. For yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Do-do-do-do. Oh yeah, more TV show stuff. Okay. We're gonna go to Glee.
Okay.
Hope that's okay with you.
Yeah.
You might not even know who these people are.
I probably won't. Here we go.
Santana, Quinn, or Rachel.
Okay, I do know those people.
Okay.
I would probably kill. Oh, see, so Rachel is just annoying. Right.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter.
I don't know. She's crazy.
They're all crazy.
They are. Santana is
mean.
Yeah. So probably not her. I'd probably kill her.
Okay.
And then I probably kiss Quinn. I guess marry Rachel.
Okay. I would kill Rachel.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Marry Quinn, kiss Santana. Again, none of these people are good people, I would say.
Right.
But that's just how I feel. For the guys, for Glee, I figured you would know some, like, the other ones, so I did the ones you would know. Finn.
Okay.
You know Finn?
Yep.
Okay. Kurt.
Okay.
I know you hate Chris Colfer's Kurt.
I don't hate the person.
Yeah, you just hate the character. Okay. Right. And then Blaine, which is Darren Criss.
Mary Blaine.
Yes.
That guy would sing for me every day.
Yes. Every day. Darren Criss.
Yeah.
I love Darren Criss.
And then I would probably kiss Finn and then kill Kurt.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you agree?
I guess I would agree. I don't hate any of the guys. Those guys.
Yeah.
Other guys I do hate.
Matthew Morrison, trigger warning.
Stop. Don't you dare say that name in my house.
No offense to the guy. I mean, he's, yeah. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
Okay. So next we're going to do, Debbie Ryan as Jesse from Jesse.
Okay.
Debbie Ryan as Bailey from Suite Life on Deck. And Debbie Ryan just as herself.
In general?
Yes.
Okay.
Kill Debbie Ryan.
Yes.
Kill all of them. I'm just, kill all of them. I can't stand Jesse and I can't stand Bailey.
Really?
I just can't stand them at all.
That's so funny.
For the fact, Hunter had that was one of Hunter's crushes growing up. Right.
Right. I would say probably kill Debbie Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't really know anything about her.
I remember that one interview where she's like, I walked into the head of Disney Channel's office and I said, we're going to make history. And that's what this is.
What? So when did she say that? Why?
It was so, I don't remember why. It was just some interview. It's so cringy.
That's really funny. Anyway. Probably marry Bailey Pickett.
Yeah.
Kiss Jesse and then kill Debbie Ryan.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to kill them all. I don't care about the rules of this game. They're all gone. Just for that one.
Okay.
So with Disney Channel in mind. Actually, no, never mind. I changed my mind. We're not going to do that. We're going to just do Disney in general.
Okay.
So we're going to start with the OG princesses.
Right.
So Snow White, Aurora, which is Sleeping Beauty, or Cinderella.
Probably marry Cinderella.
Okay.
And then what was he going to do? Sleeping.
Snow White or Sleeping Beauty.
Snow White or Sleeping Beauty. Actually, maybe. I don't know. Probably, maybe kill Snow. Wait, no. Snow White.
Okay.
Kiss Sleeping Beauty.
You'd save her. That's so sweet of you.
That's so sweet of me. Look, I'm so nice.
I would do the same. I would marry Cinderella, but unfortunately, I would make her clean the whole house. You get back to that life, and you're gonna like
no.
What? What? She's fine.
She's fine. Don't go. Fine.
No, that was a joke. I loved Cinderella growing up.
Yeah.
I wanted to be here. I loved her like strawberry blonde hair. And then yeah, Aurora. Aurora's beautiful. Snow White is just, I mean, aside from the fact that they're all like underage, of course, like, okay, when,
I guess for all of these. Yes.
They're adults in this world.
Yes. Okay.
We're good. Okay, anyway. So along the lines of Disney, Anna, Elsa, Kristoff.
Okay. Marry Anna.
Okay.
Kiss. Oh, I don't know, because Elsa kind of drives me nuts. The whole, like, no, I'm going to hide away. I don't know why that always bothered me. Because it was like, man, just talk. I don't know. Like, I don't know. That always drove me nuts. Mm-hmm. Kristoff is, obviously, he's, like, the dream man, I guess, right? Like,
yes.
That's what he.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Maybe marry Anna, kiss Kristoff, and then kill Elsa.
Okay. I would marry Kristoff. Kiss Anna, kill Elsa.
Okay.
Fun story about Anna and Elsa. So after Frozen 2 came out, I love Frozen 2.
Yeah, it was good.
I really enjoyed Frozen 2.
We saw Josh Gad. I don't mean to brag.
We have seen Josh Gad in person. Yeah.
Yeah. We performed alongside of Josh Gad.
Right.
We've talked about that before. Right. I had to mention that again.
Go listen to another podcast to hear more about that. And so we saw Frozen 2, and I said, Hunter, am I more like Anna or Elsa? And Hunter goes, oh, yeah, you're like Elsa. And I was like, well, who do you like more, Anna or Elsa? He went, Anna.
I don't think that's how it went down.
That is how it went down. My memory, an elephant never forgets. Call me Horton, baby, because I hear a who, and that's you lying.
I don't remember going like that. But
that's what happened. Okay.
Okay.
Another Disney one. The toy. Buzz Lightyear, the Buzz Lightyear from the movie Lightyear.
Okay.
And Spanish Mode Buzz.
Spanish Mode Buzz.
Yeah. Kiss Spanish Mode Buzz. Marry the toy, kill the movie character. Because it's like Lightyear is like the movie that Andy saw, right? That's
right. That's the
lore. Okay.
I think I would agree with what I would agree with that list. Although I have not seen Lightyear, unfortunately.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, people did not like it, but
yeah, I still want to see it though. I think it'd be cool.
It was like a great movie, but mostly people didn't like it because for 1 second, two ladies kiss.
Right.
1 second, it's literally in the background. You blink and you miss.
Yeah, like it's not even like a focal point of the scene.
No, not at all. But that's why a lot of people didn't like it. But
okay,
moving on. Okay, we just got one more. Okay, I guess sticking with Disney, Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Epcot, Animal Kingdom.
I would have to say, marry Animal Kingdom. Yes. Favorite park, best park.
Mm-hmm.
At Epcot, I'm a huge fan of, like, the Guardians ride.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, like, seeing all the countries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Magic Kingdom, obviously, is a classic. But mm-hmm. It is way too busy at Magic Kingdom. Like, and so because of that, I've always had a hard time saying Magic Kingdom was even, like, not dead last, you know, for me. Just because it's always crazy there. So mm-hmm. I would probably kill Magic Kingdom, kiss Epcot, marry Animal Kingdom.
I would agree.
Yeah.
And I didn't put Hollywood Studios in here because I felt like, I don't know, we don't have to, like, talk about that right now, but, like, I feel like the other three were, like, the ones that I'm, like, I think these are the ones Hunter would have to choose.
Right. Yes, no, that was a good list.
Okay. Sticking with Disney World, Dr. Seeker, which if you don't know.
Hello there.
Yeah. The paleontologist from the dinosaur ride.
You made it. I knew you would.
Look, I made it back with you. Better behind it before security does.
Right.
Okay, anyway.
Wait, I love the, I actually, whenever we go up to stoplights, I will always say, like, and it's like, you know, like turning yellow. Like, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. And then you make it. We made it. I knew you would.
Okay, so Dr. Seeker, Patrick Warburton, which is as only as the, like, safety guide person from Soarin'.
I love that, like,
Soarin' Tower.
Including these little beauties.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know his name, so forgive me. But I'm going to do my best impression of him. and Fly.
The guy from Avatar played a passage.
Yeah.
He's
kill, kill.
He is out.
Him and I have beef. Cause it's
he's like, oh, yeah, and
there's like there's Fly. Like 500 pre-show things, but I love Flight of Passage, but it's like, it's okay. I love Flight of Passage, but there's like two pre-shows, and I'm like, let's just get to it.
Right.
And he's just like,
and I
just spit it out, man.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if it's his fault. Like, I'm sure they were like, this recording has to be 120 seconds.
Yeah.
You've got to stretch it out. You're an awkward scientist, whatever. Yeah. But man, I don't know. I just, maybe he's such a good actor.
Yeah. So yeah, not nothing against the actor.
Right, but man, no, that and Fly. That's really funny.
Yeah, and this, I'm not trying to bully him.
Right.
I'm not trying to bully him. And then I would marry the Soren guy.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no. Ooh. I'd marry Dr. Seeker and I'd kiss the Soren guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I love Dr. Seeker, big fan.
Yeah. He's funny.
About this Lockhorn.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in. Yeah. I love dinosaur. Dinosaur is superior to Indiana Jones.
I really liked Indiana Jones. Well, I thought it was so much cooler. I thought superior. It was that ride. I was actually like, "Ooh, this is kind of scary." Dinosaur, okay. It's like.
Falls how into that one. Dare you, Detective Diaz?
That's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, yeah. Right? Yeah, I would say
I didn't even think to do with some people from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Okay,
that would've been good. I would say kiss Dr. Seeker, marry Patrick Warburton. That's his name, right? And then kill the Avatar Flight of Passage guy.
Yeah, Ritz and Pete.
Yep.
Okay. Ronald McDonald, the Burger King, or Wendy.
Interesting. Let's see.
BK.
Have it your way. Let's see. Okay, so for Burger King, it would be cool to be royalty, right?
Mm-hmm. The Burger Kings. Oh, look at you guys.
Look at us. And then you dropped this Burger King.
You dropped this Burger King. That's funny.
Thank you. And then, let's see. Wendy. I don't know anything about her.
Again, I also don't know anything, so I would probably kill Wendy.
Right, kill Wendy. But kiss Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
And then marry Burger King.
And then, because you'd give him a kiss, and then you'd go, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. That's so sweet of him.
That's so sweet. Okay. Okay, Hunter's, this might be tough for Hunter. Maybe it won't, I don't know.
We'll see.
Jeremy Jordan.
Okay.
Adam Jacobs.
All right.
Ben Platt.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, those are all like singers, Broadway actors.
Right. Jeremy Jordan played in Newsies on Broadway.
Yeah.
Adam Jacobs was Aladdin on Broadway. And then Ben Platt was
Evan Hansen.
Right. And I think that they're all.
You want to be each one of them, right?
I would love to be any one of them, like to have their skills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Marry Jeremy Jordan. Man, again, that guy they would be singing me to sleep every night.
Oh,
that would be their job. And then I don't know between I don't know. Ben Platt is really cool.
They're all like super talented. Maybe
okay. I think I would kiss Ben Platt and then kill Adam Jacobs. Mm. I think he does a really good job, but I don't know. I feel like
I think I'd have to kill Ben Platt just because. I've got the magic. Just that first few words or whatever.
I've got the way he says it.
Marry Jeremy Jordan, kiss Adam Jacobs.
All right. I like that.
Absolutely. Okay, sticking with men, I guess. Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh. Give her the sweater.
Give her the scarf back, Jake.
Kill.
I remember it all too
right.
Well.
Kill Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
Marry. What were the?
Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling?
Marry Ryan Reynolds. Kiss Ryan Gosling.
I agree.
Yep.
So you're a straight man. What do you feel about Ryan Reynolds? Because every straight man loves Ryan Reynolds.
I would say he seems like a really cool guy that you could hang out with.
Yeah.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if you hung out with him, it wouldn't be awkward. and it wouldn't be like, you guys could be silent.
Yeah.
And like just hanging on your phones and it would be normal.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that's like, he's got like such a cool like vibe.
Okay.
I don't think, I wouldn't say he's like conventionally like handsome though.
He's definitely handsome.
Right. But like,
not like a whoa.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, I don't know. I think he seems like a cool guy, and
yeah,
that's what I think why I would marry him over give him a kiss.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna do that one. Okay. Florence Pugh.
Okay.
As herself.
Okay.
Florence Pugh as Alice from Don't Worry, Darling, or Florence Pugh as Yelena from Black Widow.
Okay. Let's see. So.
Don't say that. It was real. It was real to me.
Let's see. She's British, isn't she?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Stunning. Her in Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah.
She seemed very, I don't know, not average, but like, just like, you know, like a regular person.
But she was stronger.
She was.
Than like the other. Than the others.
That is a good point. So she
knew what that was going on, and she was able to like fight against it.
Right, which is really good. I would say
I gave you all of this, Alice.
Probably kill her in Black, or what's it called?
Black Widow. Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then probably marry her normal, like you know her.
Yeah.
And then kiss in Don't Worry, Darling.
I would. Kill from Don't Worry, Darling, kiss Black Widow, marry her.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I was going to put in her character in Little Women, but you haven't seen that.
I've not seen that.
I love
that,
Little Women. That's good. I want to make you watch it, but I feel like you'd be bored because you're a man and you don't understand.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Jacksepticeye.
Okay.
Markiplier. And MatPat.
Okay, so Jacksepticeye, I've watched him since 2014, so 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Markiplier, I've also watched a lot of. Oh, wait, how does he say it? Hello, everybody. the meme.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. My name is Markiplier.
There he goes. Yeah, and or. Tell me the morning, daddy.
Hello, everybody. My name is Welcome.
Wait. And then
was that the Bite of 87?
The Bite of 87.
Sorry, we're just saying.
Love his Five Nights at Freddy's videos.
Yes.
Probably marry Jacksepticeye, kiss Markiplier, kill MatPat. Cause Jack is just, you know, I really like Jack. He's all around really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Markiplier, also a really cool guy. But I feel like I just have more of a connection with Jack, and then MatPat. I think he's again a cool guy, but I don't know much about him.
Yeah. Remember that video where they're playing Security Breach, or Markiplier's playing Security Breach, and he's like, anyone who picks Monty Golfers. And the next clip is MatPat going, woo, Gator Golf!
Yeah.
Is that MatPat?
I think so. Or Markiplier saying, like, Superstar, like,
yeah.
And then Jack, I'm a Superstar!
Yeah, next one, specifically from the musical. So, Angelica, Eliza. And Peggy.
The Skylar Sisters.
So let's get from Hamilton, okay. The Skylar Sisters.
Mary Eliza.
Yes, I agree.
Peggy is, can you describe Peggy?
She's the youngest one. She's, you know, not there for act two.
Okay, kill Peggy. And okay. Then kiss Angelica.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to go with... I was specifically going to make this one a category of lesbians, but I couldn't think of another lesbian in time. So we have Renee Rapp.
Okay.
Chapel Roan.
Okay.
And Olivia Rodrigo.
Right.
Because I my mind was escaping me for like...
Kayleigh's like, there's a connection here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? So I guess the category is just like singers of our generation.
Right.
Female singers.
Probably marry Renee Rapp, kiss Olivia Rodrigo, really? And then kill Chapel.
Wow.
Yeah. I really like Chapel, but I've only known her not as long as the others. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would marry Olivia.
Yeah, it's tough.
feel like Renee would hurt me. Not like physically, but like emotionally.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel I would kiss Chapel and kill Renee. There you but go. That's like, I would be like, do I have to do this?
Right.
Do I have to kill him?
Yeah. Like, look, think of the rabbits.
Yeah. Okay. So this is last one, unless Hunter thought of another one.
I did
something.
Not know.
Specifically from the new 2024 musical adaption.
Okay.
Regina George, Gretchen Wieners, Karen Smith.
Okay. Karen is the...
The one that's saying sexy.
Okay, yeah. Probably kill her. And... Let's see. Probably... I mean, because Regina George is mean.
Yeah.
So probably marry Gretchen, kiss Regina.
I would kiss Regina, marry Karen, kill Gretchen.
Okay, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
And so, any final thoughts, Hunter?
My final thoughts. That was fun. I didn't, you know, because Kaylee said that we should play that game. And I was like, sure. I wasn't expecting it to last this long either.
Yeah.
Like, Kaylee had a really really good list.
Which I was going good. Through Kaylee every was. Character was like, that we know.
And she was making groupings and stuff. She was organized on top of it. So.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, so again, I didn't think it was gonna go on for almost an hour.
Yeah.
So. But for everybody who tuned in, thank you very much.
Yes, I'm glad
that
listening.
You guys listened.
Hopefully you played along.
Right, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you were like, I have no idea who any of these people are. And right. Hopefully we taught you something new.
Right, there you go.
Maybe you found a new favorite.
New
you
favorite,
know,
yeah. Character. Yeah. And remember, always check out our site. Keep checking on it. onceuponamic.com.
Mm-hmm. We got Twitter. We got Facebook.
Yeah, we've got a YouTube account. All that fun stuff. So
you betcha.
Thank you again for listening. Any final remarks, Kaylee?
No.
All right.
Have a good day.
See ya.